Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And we have to add in that, of course, Brandon Bono is here. Well, yeah, the world's greatest fisherman, Brandon Bono, is here. And we're thrilled to have him here. Captain Al Clowers is here with us. And this hour, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and of course on YouTube and Facebook Live. You can watch us and hear us on YouTube and Facebook Live. And so if you want to text us, how do you do that?
Well, you text us via the app. The app is the only way to get one of these great prizes. You know, it's a lot of listeners are already kind of dialed in with the app, but don't sleep on it. The app is the way. You could listen to the show anywhere, anytime. You can listen to archived episodes of the show, and you get to text in questions to the guests, and it's your only way for the second hour of the show. Now that we're off 97.3 The Fan, for the second hour, it's the only way to get through to us, and we'll be reading your questions all afternoon. Yeah, yeah. All for the second
all
hour.
All the second hour. Yeah, let's talk hookup on YouTube, Facebook.
Hey, that prize bundle is a really good one, too, you know?
Yeah, tell us about that one.
A trip on the San Diego.
Are you kidding me?
A one-year prescription to your saltwater guide and the Southern California SoCal Fishing Maps binder, which gets you all the way up the coast to Channel Islands from Mexico.
And if you're a guy with that owns his own private boat, that binder is worth its weight in gold. Each individual page is sold in many tackle shops for $20, and you get every piece of the coast and every spot in those sections of the coast, and the do's and the don'ts as far as MLPA zones and where it's restricted, where it's not. That's a great thing for any local angler to have. And an even better thing is a one-year subscription to your saltwater guide.
Right. And I mean, that website is firing on all cylinders right now. And Mondays I'm on there live at noon every week.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then I do a game plan that goes out on Thursday with a couple other captains. But I cover San Diego Bay, the islands, the offshore stuff, if it's happening, you know, I mean, seasonal, right? So every day I talk about, or every week I talk about the bay, the islands, the lobster fishing that we haven't really talked about.
How is the lobster fishing?
I've only had like two trips this year. It's been a little bleak, but it was tough, and then the swell came, and then they crawled, and it's kind of medium right now, you know?
Yeah. It's been a tough year on lobster.
Well, at first, with that bluebird skies and
no rain.
Man,
no rain. They like crawling on that rain, right?
Right. But that swell came in, and then it helped a little bit. Yeah, it helped.
That helped quite a bit.
This time of year, I'm always suspicious that the lobster fishing is probably phenomenal, and a lot of guys don't know about it because everybody gets so excited for the lobster opener, you know, and we sell out of every piece of lobster, anything in the tackle store.
Yeah, and then in their garage.
2 weeks later, we don't see a guy to go catch a lobster. And then come January time, I don't know, like, of all my lobster buddies, I don't know a guy that's going, but probably one person is keeping it a secret, and probably one person is filling his freezer. Yeah.
Yeah. My little circle, they whack them pretty good during.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. So you have a great text, huh?
Yeah, I have so many great texts.
So many.
It's almost an issue. Like they're flowing in, and they've all been really, really good. So let's try this one. Good morning. I was curious at what age would you recommend taking kids out for a half day on one of your charters? Also, do you have life vests available for smaller kids, or can we bring our own? What do you recommend so they have a great day on the water? Thanks. That's from Alex in San Carlos.
Hey, Alex, great question. I'm all about the kids on that the bay trip. So it comes down to age and personality, you know what I mean? Some kids, if they're fishy and they're all about it, you know, 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old. Like today I have a 4-year-old after the show I'm taking out. But it all depends on their personality. But the bait fishing is very simple. So, you know, I have a 4-hour trip for the kids and stuff like that, which because they have a low attention span, you know. And if it's biting, you just keep them going, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'd say 4 or 5, no problem, the youngest. And then the other part of the question,
life jackets.
I have life jackets. I have like six different kids' life jackets. So most of the time I have that covered. You're more than welcome to bring his own personal life jacket as well. In fact, that's even better, you know. But I have 6 or 7 of them in the lockbox. So.
That's good.
Yeah, not a problem.
I would say a lot of these kids too. You
have to wear a life jacket when you're a kid.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Under what is it? Under 16 years.
12 and under. I mean,
12 and under. Yeah. All right. It's the law.
And there's a weight limit too. But
yeah. I did not know that. That's not what I was going to say. I had no idea. Huh?
12 and under.
And the third question that he had in here is what do you recommend to ensure that they have a great day on the water?
Biting fish.
Yeah.
Always the case.
You know, get a hold. If you want to do a charter with me, get a hold. This time of year, you can call me direct, 619-800-3474, and we can hand pick some tides. So I can't fish a good tide all the time, you know, but when the conditions are correct, the kids are bit pretty much 2 or 3 hours out of the 4 hours. So I would say hand pick a tide, book a trip on a hand-picked tide, and their attention span will be longer as long as they're getting bit. And then, you know, I teach them how to cast a little bit, you know, when they start getting complacent, all that, you know, tell them to come over here, hey, let's make some casts and stuff like that. Just keep them involved.
And I'm sure you will make their day of fishing, their experience as intensely fishing or not as they need, you know, as their attention span allows. If they if they catch a handful of fish and want to go home, I'm sure that you would allow it. If they want to go look at birds or maybe go grab a bite to eat somewhere, I'm sure you would allow that as well.
Right. So, every now and then if the tide's slack and we need to burn up like 45 minutes or so, I'll ask the kids if they want to go to the bait barge and look at sea lions. You know what I mean?
So, yep. And what kid doesn't enjoy that?
That's for sure. I have a great text here from John in San Diego. He says, Captain Al, and I think we intrigued him with your questions about Corvina. Captain Al, when you mentioned you're either about nighttime short fin Corvina, do you use some kind of light in the water to attract them?
No. No, but I'm not saying that wouldn't work. I mean, you could take your underwater lights and a chum bucket and maybe bring them to you, but I believe that those fish are—they're single and schooled up a little bit, and they're chasing bait. You know what I mean? So
now, when you're casting the topwater bait, are you casting it into pitch darkness? Do you have a headlamp going? Do you have?
You're fishing just by listening.
Yeah, by sound.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going down the bank and you're fishing on your green light side, your running light side, the green side, you can see a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know. But it's glassy most of the time, right? The conditions need to be glassy at night. But so that with that being said, you can hear your bait and you can see your bait pretty much.
Okay.
You know.
And that's something that you know, a lot of guys that would need to get the hang of. You know, I've done quite a bit of nighttime topwater fishing, you know, some legal, maybe some questionable, but you need to know how to work a topwater so well to be able to do it literally blind. Right. You're casting into the pitch black of the night, and you need to know from the sound, like, oh, yeah, I'm going left, right, left, right. And that's what it's going to take to get that bite.
Yeah,
it's sound.
Yeah, you can hear your bait.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just slap the water, left, right, left, right. And if you're not doing it with a good cadence, with a educated cadence, you're probably never getting that big Corvina bite that you're searching for.
Right. There's areas in the bay, like, say, for instance, on the Coronado side where the bridge goes over, where all those moorings are, it's lit up over there. So you can see good over there. I mean, we've jacked them up over there pretty good, too.
Are you giving out your secrets here?
That's what we do at Saltwater Guide, is give away info.
Does it surprise you how many species you may randomly catch on a topwater bait in South Bay?
Yeah, you know, I've caught quite a few halibut, man. Yeah. They come flying out of the water.
Which is weird.
Believe it or not, people are like, no way. I'm like, yeah, way. I mean, the halibut.
During the halibut
will come up and do a somersault over a spook.
Is that right?
The first time I saw that, I was in disbelief. I would not have believed. If somebody had told me that it had happened, I would have never believed it. But I fished around the Silver Strand and watched these things do, full cartwheels over your topwater bait. And then I'm always surprised that, like,
land on it.
You almost can't keep, the weird stuff. Jack smelt is one that just will torment your topwater bait.
Hey, Gars, the needlefish.
Oh, is that
the
right?
The needlefish, man. One night we caught like 12 of them.
No way.
Yeah, over by the bridge.
And were they, how
they were like anywhere from like 12 inches to 2 foot.
No way. I didn't even know we had 2-footers in the bay.
Oh, yeah. They're big ones.
That comment makes me think of a previous question that I had read. If you sat down and thought about how many species over your lifetime career fishing this bay, how many species have you caught from this body of water, do you think?
I don't know. I have to sit down and count.
Yeah, if you sat down and wrote it out, it would probably be staggering.
I think I've caught, I would probably safely say I've caught every species in the bay.
Yeah.
Even the midshipmen.
Well, and now this one says, what's the biggest fish you've caught in the bay? And that's from John in La Mesa.
Probably like a 120-pound bat ray, but
well, from raising sharks.
One day we were fishing, and the guy says, "Hey man, what do I got to do to catch a big sand bass?" I said, "You need to grab that swim bait rod and tie it to your wrist the whole trip and fire that thing around." And we're over by Shelter Island Pier in the clam beds over there, and he gets bit, and he's just it's a donkey. Right, I'm like, dude, this is either you as a snagged bat ray, or it's a world record halibut or something. But an hour and 10 minutes, the tide wasn't moving real fast, so we were drifting. It pulled us over to Coronado side from the Shelter Island side by the pier, and then finally that thing just floated up because he was getting a little aggressive. I said, dude, just we're fishing 15-pound braid with a 15-pound top shot. Mm. We got this monster on there, right? And all of a sudden, this black, 85-pound black.
No way.
I had to estimate it because I couldn't pull him out of the water. Right?
Yeah.
So I estimated 85-pound black sea bass.
Wow. Mm-hmm. In the bay.
That's about the biggest real fish I've caught.
I didn't know they lived in the bay.
Oh, yeah. I've caught in probably 25 over the years.
Is that right? Did you know they were in there?
I did as a juvenile, but I've never been fishing.
That was a big one. That was the biggest one. And then I had another day over by the cable crossing. The guy wanted to do the same thing. So I said, grab these swim baits and just start winding them around, man. And the kid caught, we caught back to back that day. Yeah. First one was like a 10 pounder, and the second one was like a 40 pounder.
Wow.
Black sea bass at the cable.
I would love a small black sea bass. Yeah. You know, at least to hold one, have a picture with one, have a mount of one would be super cool. Right. What a cool animal!
Yeah, because they're cool because they have spots on them. They're real different looking than the adult. Yeah,
that's the most exotic big fish I've caught in the bay.
They're also really good eating if you get it over.
Well, I wouldn't know about anything like that.
Well, no, you can buy it at Point Loma Seafood.
Oh, okay. Well, then I do know about it. They are delicious.
They get it from Mexico,
which is crazy. You can't catch a black sea bass in Mexico and bring it back to California.
Yes, you can. As a matter of fact, Al, I had the DFW guy sitting right in your seat right there and tell us you can bring two a day.
Two a day?
Last night I was doing a bunch of research on this cod.
You can't bring cod, but you can bring black sea bass.
Right. But you can't bring back five fish Mexican limit to U.S. either. You have to abide by the U.S. limits.
I don't think that's true.
I have it on my phone.
Unless you have a declaration of entry form. You have to fill out the declaration.
Well, even with the declaration, what I read last night is in Mexico, you can possess their maximum limits in Mexico, but when you want to transport them to U.S., you need to stick to the U.S. guidelines. I'm going to get that.
Yeah, we need to find that out.
I'm going to get that.
I don't know that's different than
what it says. It right in black and white. I was talking with Scott Sherman last night about it.
So that means you can only keep two reds.
Well, whatever the U.S. limit is. Yeah, and Picacho and all that.
Interesting. Stuff. Okay, we'll have to do some further research.
All together we need to get that really dialed in because I'm not going to say what,
There's, and you know, a lot of times the fish and wildlife officers don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the bottom line.
Well, I had 3 years ago, I had a guy, and I asked him, right? And he says, oh, no, you can catch your Mexican limits in Mexico, but when you come back, you cannot bring Mexican limits back to U.S. You can only bring back the chupacabra. Wow. And I was like, what?
I have the head guy phone number on my phone here.
We need to have him.
We're going to be talking to him.
We need to have him send it in writing to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Right? Hey, so that his other officers know, right?
Right, because it's a little gray.
Yeah, we need to determine that. But, yeah, no, he said that, and it's in the regulations, I believe, that you're allowed to bring black sea bass back from Mexican waters.
Well, yeah. Because any other illegal U.S. fish, you can't bring back.
Right, like a cow cod.
Right.
Can't bring it back.
Right.
So why is the regulation say, why is he saying you can bring black sea bass back, but you can't bring cow cod?
We need to see
there's a lot of gray area.
We need to see it all in writing, because I've caught quite a few big black sea bass in the summer down there.
Yeah. Well, the big ones you don't want to keep anyway.
No.
Yeah.
They're hard to float back down. But
yeah, they're hard to...
Trevin, you know what Trevin does? A kid on the Royal Polaris, he'll jump in the water.
Jump in the water.
And he floats them down.
Oh, that's cool. Wow, what a cool experience that would be. That is nuts.
But he grabs that thing by the jaw and floats them down.
In my opinion, it's better safe than sorry. If you're not 100% dialed in on a rule or a law that you may or may not be fudging, just don't do it. It's not worth it.
And it seems kind of funny, because you would think that every little tiny item and regulation we know about, but I mean, come on, you know.
Yeah, and it's always ever changing. It's an evolving thing,
right?
Yeah.
Now you have a great text, huh?
I do. You know, it's part of the downside of allowing me access to these texts. Is I get to cherry pick the text.
Good,
you know?
One.
This text is something I want to hear from Cap Mal, and it says, "Good morning, guys. Cool show." Captain Al, what's your biggest largemouth you've caught here in California, and do you guide private boats? Can a guy hire you to go take him on his own boat?
Like
yeah,
Captain Davies.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I guide on your boat, whether you want to learn electronics, how to drive it, how to fish it, you know, everything from the bow to the stern on a private boat that I know I share with them.
So you do that. So if you want to learn how to use your electronics, how to run your boat better, you...
Right.
And what size boat can you do that on?
Up to like 100 foot.
Oh, okay.
I have 100 ton, you know.
All right. If you've got a 60 foot Viking, you want to hire Al to teach you all the good stuff on your, on your yacht?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you have a 25 foot Parker, and you want to...
I don't know if I
want to
go on a 25 foot Parker, but no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. but I get a lot of inquiries about educational trips, you know what I mean? People that don't know, I mean, they're new, right? But I can handle new people, or I can handle experienced guys that want to learn how to, all the gear for the big bluefin and all everything in between.
Yeah.
You know, all the gear, a lot of guys want to have, they don't have the right gear and all that stuff, so.
And what a great value for a lot of guys, you know, they're... So many of our local spots, especially our freshwater, our lakes, are so spot oriented and experience oriented, and like they're so small, heavily pressured bodies of water. And the way you get good at fishing these places is have an experience. And somebody could call you up and book a trip with you on their own boat. And cut out 10 years of experience, or, you know, fast forward 10 years of tips on a particular body of water.
Right. If he's talking about the lakes, you know, I can do that, but I would recommend that you come with me, because my boat is completely tackled up, right?
Yeah. Sure.
So there's a big difference between conditions change, your instinct changes, things change hour to hour on the lake, and, if I see something, I'll dig in the rod locker and grab a different rod or whatever.
Sure.
You know, otherwise I got to show up to a boat with 12 or 15 rods.
Sure, but I bet you could sit back. Yeah,
but
and
I
tell
can
a guy.
Show them how to do it, how to read their life scope, and you know whatever they want to do. I show them spots and stuff.
And for any newcomer to Southern California freshwater bass fishing, that would be worth its weight in gold. Your tips on where to be, what to do, what to be thinking, where, you know, and what you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I've taken it from the crawdad era back in the day with my dad, catching big ones. You know, my biggest bass is 12-6 from Otay.
Wow.
But I have handfuls of 11s and 10s and 8s and 6s and stuff like that. But, the knowledge, I'll be 64 this year, and I've been fishing the lakes all my life. You know what I mean? So
he took me out. Where was that? El Capitan?
El Capitan.
Yeah, we went to El Capitan. Was it last January or something
like
that?
Yeah, we were using bait, too.
Yeah, and we caught a bunch of fish.
Is that right?
And then, so we stopped using bait because his brother had this secret spot, and we were just like, and nice, great fish, too. And then we went to the spot, and I saw Al using these techniques. I'm not a freshwater bass guy, right? I know you are, Brandon. But I was watching him slay these fish on this plastic, on these techniques. And so if you want to learn more about fishing freshwater, Al's like, we were a tournament fisherman, right?
I fished tournaments for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And one time I wanted to be a traveling pro, you know, and all that stuff. Fished
and
the long bass pro
up.
Stuff. Found myself on Lake Mead out in the middle of nowhere, broke and not getting bit, you know. But highest I finished at Lake Mead in a pro tournament was 9th.
Wow.
Back in the day, out of like 200 boats. But I used to have like 5 or 7 banana boxes full of plaques and trophies and stuff from San Diego. I've won at every lake. Couple times.
So if you want to learn, my point is, you want to learn about freshwater fishing.
From bait
fishing to fun fishing to tournament fishing.
Yeah, just
kind
of all of it. So. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, this is funny from Tim in Martinsville, Indiana, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Wow.
He says, "Morning, y'all." Captain Al sounds like a rock and roll Hall of Famer. Like Joe, he sounds like Joe Walsh. He kind of does like sound like Joe Walsh, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Say that. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, see? Just like Joe Walsh. Yeah, for sure. You have a good text, Brandon?
I do, yeah. This is from Darren in Menifee. It says, "Good morning, Pete and Brandon and Captain Al. You have been a great addition to your saltwater guide. Will you guys be at the PCS? And will you be doing any seminars? Or are you going to the show in the springtime?"
I will. Thank you for that, for one. Two, I will be at the PCS show up in that booth. Three, I'm not sure if I haven't been asked to do any seminars yet. Back in the day, I used to not go to the show because I was working. At that time of year, it's busy. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I tried to avoid it because I want to work, you know. But I'll definitely be up there. I'm not sure if I'm going to be up there every day, but I'll be up there for sure. I will advertise what day I'll be there. It could be all three or it could be one or two. And there is a possibility maybe I'll do some seminars. I'm not sure yet.
I'm sure it's just a matter of time. Somebody's going to ask.
I know Captain Dave will be there doing his dog and pony show.
Yeah, they call me a lot of times to do freshwater seminars, sometimes. But
now, that show's coming up here beginning of March, and you guys will have Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We'll have a great booth there, right?
Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop will have the best shop in the whole show. We'll have all kinds of great promotions and two fish jigs. We'll have the largest display ever put forth.
At the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop
booth.
Is Bodan going to hang out with you there?
Bodan, I'm sure, will be by at times. Yeah, Captain Matt Brawla will have his own setup with his Captain's Concept.
Which, by the way, they'll be Captain Matt and Captain Gavin will be our guests next Sunday on Let's Talk Hookup. Next Sunday is all going to be, because of NFL football, next Sunday is going to be all on the app and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Okay.
So that'll be with Captain Matt and Gavin.
Yeah, download the app. Make sure you're listening.
Download the app. Watch us on YouTube and Facebook Live, and that's the best place to catch us for sure. But that's going to be a good one. And Let's Talk Hookup is coming back to the show circuit. We're going to have a booth.
All right.
At PCS. Yeah.
Okay.
Tommy P and Dave Dolan will be helping me out at the booth, so we'll be having a booth at the PCS show in March. So I can't believe we're already talking about shows. But here it is.
Yeah.
We're in January.
Yeah. It's great. It's a new year. It's an exciting year.
And lots of new boats. I know the guys from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, and their Camus, they'll have a lot of boats there. And then also, first time in the show, Boat and Motor Mart from up in up in the Bay Area, going to have Steigercraft there.
Oh, cool.
And I understand Al Steiger from Steigercraft might come out, too.
Wow,
so
all right.
It's going to be a great show. That's going to
that,
be good.
That'll be cool, yeah. Sure. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's really cool that he watches Your Saltwater Guide, you know?
Yeah.
Back to that, you know, if you're looking for live stuff, live information, live game plans, you can sit there and listen to us live for an hour on Mondays. Your Saltwater Guide is the place to be. So if you're new to fishing or whatever, that's the place to be.
Cool. Hey, I have a great one here from Rich and Bradley. He says, would the same theory use San Diego Bay work in Morro Bay as far as tides go?
Well, if it's tides, I believe tides is a worldwide. You can be in Asia.
Yeah.
And if you're fishing on a slack tide, you're not going to get as much as you are on the current. I mean, they set up differently, you know.
And your favorite tide, you were saying, is what?
You know, a moving tide, anything over 3 foot. Anything, you know, these king tides are a little tough.
Yeah.
You know?
So if it's over 6 foot, it makes it pretty tough.
If it's over 6 foot, I've had some great days doing it, throwing heavier swim baits, you know. But the finesse stuff and everything is a little tougher. But this is fishing in the deeper water. In the back bay, you can fish that ripping tide and do pretty well. I don't think they bite as good on like a 7 footer as they do on a 5 footer.
A 5 footer. What about lobster fishing? Does tide affect lobster fishing?
Lobster fishing is, I mean, every time I think I figured it out, I know.
Yeah.
Huh? They say don't fish on a full moon. I've whacked them on a full moon out there.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, current, overall, if I was to pick current to fish or no current, I would pick current.
Yeah. You know?
Current.
For any kind of fish, yes. Whether it be lobster or bass.
Yeah, Morro Bay, link cod, shallow water cod, man. Those things get all set up, and when that current starts moving and position yourself correctly to ambush, and they're feeding, you know, everything's going by them. The bait, the clams, or whatever's right on the bottom. San Diego Bay has bait fish, fin fish, but I truly believe the fish in San Diego Bay, like the bass and halibut and the spotties and stuff like that, eat more razorback clams and worms and goat shrimp than they do fin bait. Because people ask me, hey, we're not going to get live bait? I'm like, no, we're not going to get live bait. Why not? Well, because those artificial baits on those rods right there are going to catch way more. And I've tested it. You know, I've taken live bait out there, put two live bait rods out and four or five, you know, three or
You're
four.
You're talking in the bay now.
Yeah, in the bay. And the artificials just murder the live bait.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had an experience fishing against you in bay bass tournaments, all of which I got a clinic put on me by Captain Alan Clowers. But I was fascinated when we're catching these big sand bass and big spotted bay bass in these bay bass tournaments, and you put them in your live well, and you go to pull them out at the end of the day, and the whole bottom of the live well is full of razor clams.
Right.
I mean,
really?
And you wouldn't think that, you know, these big sand bass got this big just from eating razor clam, especially during that time of year where the bay is full of fin bait. You know, there's a lot of fin bait options, but they seem to really want that razor clam.
Right, they spit them up whole. Yep. You know, the razorback clam's about like that big.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're on the deck all the time.
So now one exception I saw to that rule in the bay with the bait, with plastic versus bait, is in the spring – when the Everingham brothers have anchovy and that Corvina gets up on the shallow, you start chumming there and watch out, man. It's like
I had a trip this summer, and the guy was adamant about doing a bait trip, and he was adamant about catching keepers. And, you know, I didn't want to argue with the guy, so, okay, let me try to figure this out. So they had anchovy at the barge, right? So I'm like, screw it, I'm going to go tank up on that. I got two scoops. And I was in the Riviera, so I could only go so far back there.
Sure.
So I went in like 10 foot of water back there, just off a whim, right? I didn't have any, like, hey, they're biting back here. You know, all this pressure on me. I set the hook. I started chumming, and we caught 12 Corvina.
Wow.
Yeah.
And was that springtime?
On bait. That was in summer.
Summer. Yeah. Okay.
It blows me away during the summertime, the young kids that we have working in the tackle store, you know, will really fish our docks hard before work, after work.
Oh, I watch it from here.
Sometimes during work, you know, they're down
there. Nighttime in the evenings?
Yeah, at night. They're just grinding on the dock, and they're fishing their swim bait. And they get bites, and they catch them in a bunch of different cool
Corvina
ways. Oh, all sorts of different things, you know, but But then, you know, it's there's, you know, maybe they catch a couple. Maybe they catch a handful. On their best day, they're catching a handful. And then the dolphin will pull back in, and they'll have two tanks of anchovy. And they'll let those same kids hop on the back of the dolphin and fish a couple of anchovies. And it's every bait, every time. You have no idea what you're going to catch. It's like lights right. out. Lights
really?
Out. Yeah, chovy.
Yeah, it's like that boat effect. You know, I have a bait receiver at my boat.
Mm.
And in the summertime, man, you walk up in the 12 noon on a sunny day where you can see through the water, and there'll be four or five carvina nosed into my tank. It's like clockwork.
Wow.
And my deckhand caught, you know, there's been some stripers being caught around here. We haven't mentioned that.
Oh,
right?
I've heard that.
So my deckhand caught like a 10-pound striper at the slip.
No way.
2 months ago.
No kidding.
Wow.
In Harbor Island.
Yeah. We don't really want to tell them where the bait bucket
is. On a chovy. All right. On a chovy?
On a sardine.
On a sardine.
Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, it's cool when the corvina are around. All summer long, they're there. So you just pull up, grab a bait, put it out there, and you can catch four or five, and then they kind of get smart.
Wow.
But, yeah, he caught a big old 10-pound
striper
jumping
right
over sailboats and trying to get that thing in the boat. Yeah, he was so stoked. I have a picture of it.
How fun is that? Hey, when we come back, we're going to have a lot more from Captain Al. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app or on YouTube or Facebook Live.
Yeah. And, you know, we should explain our schedule here again because this is all new. New year, new station, new deal. On Saturdays, we're 7 to 8 a.m. on the Fan. We're 7 to 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday on all our platforms, except for the Fan at 8 to 9 on Saturday. So you can always hear us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can always hear us and watch us on YouTube and Facebook Live. You can always hear us on our letstalkhookup.com website on the live stream on that. And then on Saturdays, we are not on the Fan from 8 to 9 on Saturday because they have another show that runs there. But we're on 7 to 8 a.m. on the Fan on Saturdays and 7 to 9 a.m. on Sundays on the Fan. So we'll be back on the Fan tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. But always we always say the best way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup is either hook up on our free Let's Talk Hookup app or watch us on YouTube and Facebook Live. That's the best way to go.
Yeah, the app is incredible, but it is also super nice to be back on 97.3 FM,
yeah,
The Fan. Yeah,
I listen
to The Fan all day long. It's on my truck stereo, and I love it, and I'm happy to be back with you.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, those listeners in L.A. and Orange County, which we have a ton of, or Moore Bay, wherever, they can't hear The Fan up there, so they'll have to listen to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Which the app is incredible, and it's the only way to currently text into us right now a question, and there's been so many flowing in.
You have a good text, right?
I do, yeah. I have actually quite a few. And once again, you should have never let me on this text thread, because I'm going to cherry pick them. I'm going to cherry pick them.
Well, that's the idea, right?
Yeah. So this one says, good morning, Pete, Brandon, and Cap Mal. I saw Cap Mal speak at the San Diego Anglers event. I believe he said that he has seen striped bass at the entrance to San Diego Bay. Can he expand on that?
Well, I don't know when I talked about that. I don't know if I did talk about that, but lately I haven't caught one in San Diego Bay yet. I know that they have been caught. One was at my slip, 10-pounder, right at the slip, 3 months ago. And then there was another one caught in the middle of the back bay, under bird school. So right now, the front of the bay, I wouldn't be looking for them in the front of the bay. I would be looking for them in the back bay, because this is the time of year where take your binos when you go fishing in the back bay back there. And the big flat back there is when the birds get going, right? And there'll be spotties and everything that swims underneath the bird on the micro bait.
Yeah.
And there is some stripers mixed in with them.
That's why I cherry picked that particular question. It's the thing that is haunting my mind, because
to catch a striper.
There's a lot of young guys coming through the shop, and everybody's murmuring. You know, there's quiet whispers coming from all these young guys that they're catching stripers over here. This kid's catching stripers. I've never caught a saltwater San Diego striper. I'm going to catch one if it becomes a fishery, which I hope it does. I hope they're here to stay and maybe proliferate a little bit, you know, and expand their territory a little bit. I want to go catch one. And I heard guys talking about that back bay bird school fishing, which I've done quite a bit of. You know, I've gone back there and chased the bird schools, and it's kind of trippy how you could run and gun on a bird school like you're offshore tuna fishing, but you're doing it in the back bay. Mm. And when you get on these bird schools and you cast into them, you don't know what you're going to catch, because the bay has so many species in it. On every, you know, you're going to get a bite if you make the right cast, but it could be a number of
spotty, corvina, mackerel, bonita, barracuda.
And now if you add striped bass to
stripers,
that, what a cool thing to do.
And the stripers are
and
really
that striper
aggressive.
Should and they proliferate too. That should only get better, right, Al?
Right, then they're really aggressive. So.
Yeah,
and they're kind of dumb.
That's my kind of fish. Yeah, yeah. Aggressively dumb. I'm sold. I'm in.
If we can get around them, we can catch them, Brandon.
That's it. Hey, Sam in Irvine writes, I see you have a 20-foot skiff. Do you fish the Coronados with that boat? What about fishing Point Loma kelp? And what are your rates? Do you provide tackle as well?
I provide tackle. Right now I'm just keeping it in the bay. I don't have a half-day Point Loma kelp trip on that. I take the Riviera outside the bay right now. I'm thinking about putting those trips on. I don't charter that boat to the islands when I can ride in a Bitson Riviera.
Sure.
Why would I want to go down the islands in a skiff? You know what I mean?
Sure.
So everything outside the bay is done on the Riviera right now. Later in the summer, I put a half day or a full day local trip on. The bay rates are on my website, CaptainClowers.com, if you're looking for the rates.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Give it some.
It's for the 4 hour in the bay for three people. It's $550, $100 extra for the fourth person.
So and three people for $550 for 4 hour.
That's a great deal.
That's a good
deal. And that's pre COVID prices. So
yeah,
that's for the next 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the 5 hour trip. I like to fish the back bay on a 5 hour trip because it takes a while to get back there.
Sure.
And that's $650 for three people.
Still a great value.
That's $100 for the fourth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, during the season, do you ever offer, like the fall season, do you ever offer swordfish trips?
No, I haven't. because the fact that I like to take people fishing that I'm confident in what
sure.
I'm doing,
yeah.
and I haven't put a lot of effort into sword fishing.
Mm.
I have all the gear and all that stuff, and I've been invited with some of the top guys to go. I just haven't pulled the trigger on that. For one, it's the end of the season, and I'm burned out.
Yeah.
I want to go to the desert and hang out with my family a lot of times.
Yeah. And it's boring.
And two,
until
and
you
four,
get a bite. Right?
Until you get a bite.
And two is, you know, I really don't know why I haven't pulled the trigger. I think the reason why is because I know for a fact that if you fish 30 days straight for swordfish, I mean, you might get six bites and get six fish. You might get pulled hooks. You might not catch nothing.
Yeah, if you had six bites in 30 days, you were kind of whacking them. You were
right.
on them.
Well, I know guys that have caught in four this year.
Hmm.
Wow. You know, it was a slow year, though, right, Brandon?
One them,
little period,
right,
about 2 weeks, where
right,
it was biting.
There was
right.
there was a dream window in there that was really biting, and some of the guys from the Landon had, you know, caught the fish of their lifetime. But outside of that, it was a tough one.
Yeah,
a lot of skunk days for a lot of expert sword, you know, local sword fishermen.
Right. I mean, here in the future, look forward to seeing me out there. You know,
okay.
I'm definitely going to do it before I get too old.
I knew that was going to be the answer because there's nowhere here in San Diego that you are not.
But I'm going to say, if you want to go sword fishing, Brandon Hayward and his crew are the guys.
They're great.
They
yeah.
are the experts.
They are
and,
great.
And
yeah.
that's what they do,
right?
right? They specialize.
And they would be the first ones to tell you, this year was a tough
this
year.
This was a tough year.
And that what's that one kid's name with the curly blonde hair that he's swordfish crazy?
He works for Brandon.
Yeah, he works for
yeah.
What's his name?
Well, I'm facing on his name,
too.
So good. He is so good.
He like lives and sleeps for that stuff.
Yep.
And those are the guys you want to go
That's
with.
That's the guys you want to go with, for sure. Yeah.
For now, anyway.
Hey, until Al comes up. Right? I got another text about the new changes that we're doing here. He says, try to listen on 97.3 and 1090. You're not on. Are you no longer on radio? Yes, we are on radio. But here's the new schedule. So on the Fan 97.3, which can only be heard in San Diego County, we're on from 7 to 8 a.m. on Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. on Sunday. We're on 7 to 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Let's Talk Hookup Facebook and YouTube Live, and, of course, on our website. And starting next weekend, we'll have all hours available on Tuned In Radio, which will bring millions and millions of subscribers to us. So if you're a Tuned In Radio guy like I am, mm-hmm. a lot of people use Tuned In Radio, we'll be on Tuned In Radio 7 to 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. So you're not hearing us on the Fan from 8 to 9 on Saturday. Just pop on the app. Download the free app and or watch us on YouTube and Facebook Live.
Yeah, I can't recommend enough.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. Download the app. It's free, and it's the best way to listen to
the
live show and previous archive shows. You know, it's the only way to get access to, you know, these great prizes that are given away every week. And today we, you know, one lucky caller or texter is going to win a full day trip aboard the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. They're also going to win a SoCal Fishing Maps binder of every local chart. They're also going to get a 1 year subscription to Your Saltwater Guide, where they can see Captain Alan Clower's tips live.
Absolutely. Amongst a lot of other stuff, there's a lot of information on there. Hey. Back to the SoCalFishingMaps.com. There's a couple of ways you guys can get them. Well, obviously you're going to win this one, but they're in most all tackle shops. But if you want to order through the website, SoCalFishingMaps.com, and if you put in the code Clowers, Clowers, you get free shipping.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And it's a cool map because it's waterproof.
Right.
You can keep it on the boat, and it has all the spots.
Right.
All of Al's hot spots.
I have them in my boat.
Does it cover the bay too?
That one does not. It covers everything outside the bay, but from 50 miles south all the way to the Channel Islands.
Wow.
Catalina, Clemente, everything is in that.
All the spots.
And
all the coordinates, all the GPS coordinates.
And if you need to build from that, then you just buy singles. Buy a single from Mission Bay. Well, the Bay one has a Mission Bay on the back and then San Diego Bay in the front.
Okay.
Right? And then, so this one covers, I don't know if they can see it, but all of this, Pete, everything that's in white.
That's a lot.
So yeah. Page 18 is, we fish this zone 18 all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the way up to...
like the to Channel Point Island. Conception, basically. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, or not, well, up to Santa Cruz Island, it looks like, on that.
Well,
one.
I see this all the time in the tackle store, and like I said earlier, for a private boat angler, it's worth its weight in gold. When you leave the confines of the mouth of the bay, you need to have one of these on your boat just to know the structure, the spots, the MLPA zones. But I've also seen countless times for a young guy who's super into just nautical stuff and fishing and just coastal stuff. It's a great educational tool to learn what's going on out there.
Yeah, this one has Channel Islands offshore, Santa Barbara Channel, SoCal Bright offshore, Santa Monica Bay, Palos Verdes, San Pedro Shelf, Horseshoe Kelp, Long Beach Harbor, Catalina Island, Huntington
Beach. It's got it all.
Newport Reef, Laguna Coast, South Orange County, San Clemente, San Diego offshore, North County, San Diego local, San Diego border.
Somebody's going to win that today. Yeah. Lucky caller or a texter from our first hour there. Hey, here's a question from Bill in San Diego, and he says, do you do open party ocean trips? Is that an option, and how do you sign up?
I do open party offshore trips. Now, the problem with the open party stuff is... somebody like Bill says, hey, I have this window I can go, right? And then filling the other five spots is tough, right? So for a long time, I didn't do them, but I will be doing them this summer. You can give me a text or call me at 619-800-3474, and I'm going to put you in the pool, the single pool, and we'll pick some dates and fill the boat. A lot of your Saltwater Guide members are all about that, too. So I will be doing one a week, maybe, or two a month.
Okay.
But focusing more on private stuff, because the clerical work for open party is six times more work than it is for a private charter. You know what I mean? So, but, yeah, we can do that.
All right. Very good.
And speaking about offshore stuff, you know, we've been talking about the bay, man, but, you know, with that Riviera, I fish offshore and everything. So just want to let everybody know that whether it's big bluefin, the islands, yellowtail, paddy hopping, I got my hands on the pulse on everything.
That's a beautiful Riviera. It's a 35?
36.
36 Riviera.
Yeah, you're a
twin diesel.
Twin diesel. It's been repowered with QSB 420s.
Woo! It flies.
CH500.
Huh? Yeah.
Aftermarket bow rail.
Wow.
Four bait tanks.
Four bait tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And how much did that CH500 change the game for you?
It changed the game big time.
That's a side scan sonar.
Yeah, it's the latest and greatest from Furuno, the most up to date one. I had the 270 in it and I couldn't get parts. So I had to bite the bullet and put a 500 in there because it was out of warranty.
If a passenger finds himself in the fortunate position to be on a vessel with Captain Alan Clowers at the helm and a CH500, it's kind of cheating. If you didn't catch anything, it's your fault.
Well, they weren't there. Yeah, we never found them. Right? Yeah. The CH500 works great when there's fish around.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
All right. Cool. All right, here's another great text here, and it's from Jake in Point Loma. He says, really enjoying the show. Was wondering about, could Captain Cowers talk strategy to catch a bonefish in San Diego Bay?
Yeah, I can talk strategy. There's not a lot of strategy to it at my where I'm at right now, but Promar came out with a brand new Ghost Shrimp pump, stainless steel.
I should have
brought it. But, yeah, so they sent me the prototype one. I'm going to make a video this week.
Those are nice.
On it. So first you go to promar.com, get yourself that really nice stainless steel Ghost Shrimp pump. You look at the tide charts, and you find a tide that's zero pretty much, or minus maybe 6 inches, or plus maybe a foot and a half, depending on which area you're looking for Ghost Shrimp. And you go pump some Ghost Shrimp, right?
Which is pretty easy to do once you figure it out.
Right. San Diego Bay has quite a few coves where you can do it. Mission Bay, Crown Point, and Mission Bay is a really good spot.
Yeah.
Incoming tide is best over there. So Ace, like a minus
crown point. And,
like
sending a river is good too.
Oh, great.
Right. Yeah. OB. Yeah. Yeah.
And
OB
in and of itself, that's a fun fishing experience as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially if
kids
you got a young guy.
So hey,
you got
so,
some young guys,
so check this out. I do a full day bay trip, 8 hours. We fish in the morning. If the tides are funky or whatever, hopefully I have some ghost shrimp in the boat, but I have a backup plan, alternative to ghost shrimp for them bonefish. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Go to C4 Sport.
No, no. So anyway, I do this full day trip where we fish, and then I'll take you into a restaurant in the back bay, which is the galley.
Mm.
They can have their beers or whatever. And then
that's in Chula Vista Marina.
Yeah, and then we come back out and fish the rest of the day, and we pull in the beach and catch ghost shrimp too. So you get the whole gamut on a full day.
What a cool day!
So
experience.
But the answer, if you want to catch bonefish?
Yeah.
Ghost shrimp.
Ghost shrimp.
And Carolina rig.
So the answer is get yourself a good ghost shrimp pump. Promar makes the best one out there right now. And then depending on I anchor right.
Uh-huh.
And I have a chum, I call it a chum tube. I make them and sell them. Mm. It's called the chum tube. And I fill it full of sardine or whatever you got, right? Put the chum tube out there and get a little slit going and get those fish to come to you. If that's not happening, if you have a slack tide, just pull the anchor and drift with a quarter ounce Carolina rig and a little tiny drop shot hook is what I use.
So you anchor and do you use a weight when you're anchored?
Yeah, drop shot.
Just a little drop shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And our bonefish fishery here in San Diego Bay is kind of unique, you know, that they travel in large schools, right. And B, you're trying to get them to come to you rather than you find them.
I like to do that because if you can get them, man, right. You know, in the springtime, March, April, February, actually middle of February, the rays start spawning. I take kids back there, man, and I take two shark rods. And then it depends how many people. Say there's four people on the boat.
Yeah.
I need to try to get four rods in the water. I can't get four rods in the
water.
It's
just too hot and
heavy. When it's good, I cannot get four rods in the water. There's no way.
How cool is that?
There's no way.
No way. Really?
But yeah, ghost shrimp.
And what pound test you fishing the bones on?
Well, I used to fish light line, but every time one they're so squirrely, man, they start throwing freaking weight. Even if you tie the drop
shot. What light line do you?
12.
Oh,
that's light?
Wow.
Man, I used to fish with four.
I did as well.
And you get
bit
better on 4 or 6.
Well, light line, like 6 pound, but you lose a lot of weight. So that water's murky. The bonefish are on feeding mode. They don't care.
If you have a, especially if you have a bonefish, a ghost shrimp.
Yeah, totally.
15 pound test, no problem.
No.
Yeah. Now, does C4 still sell live
ghost shrimp. I was turned on to a trick many years ago, and he probably would really be mad at me for sharing this, but I was turned on to a trick years ago. Is you go like at Cat Mallon Clower said, go get your ghost shrimp pump, go pump your bucket full of shrimp, of ghost shrimp, and then go to your maybe Asian market and buy a bunch of very inexpensive bay shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go pick, you know, where you think a school of bonefish may
cooked
potentially be. Well, I guess it
doesn't matter.
They're kind of cooked.
I typically, when I buy them, they're the cheapest ones, and they're cooked, and they're in
cooked.
A bag. Yeah.
I think
and
it matters.
You throw the anchor, you set up on a spot, and you just steady throw a chum line of those bay shrimp.
You need to get one of my chum tubes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It changes the game?
Mm-hmm, big time.
Okay, I'll look into it. I want one.
Yeah. And that's a good tip, because they'll eat that shrimp too, right?
Sure, but you feed them because ghost shrimp is the filet mignon of the bay. Every time you're going to hit the bottom, you're probably getting bit. You may not hook or land every fish you get bit by, but you're going to get a bite.
Yeah, and you never know what it's going to be. A bonefish, five-foot shovel nose.
And if you're chumming, you don't discount a gulp, too. You can pay him on that gulp shrimp, right?
I'll throw this out there. Since your saltwater guide era is giving stuff away, I'm going to throw a bone out there. So if you go to the grocery store and the bycatch shrimp that you're using for chum, the cocktail shrimp, the little tiny peanut shrimp, they fit right on a drop shot. They're really small.
Yep.
Okay. See, those shrimp, you can go out there. I used to fish them all the time because you can only have 50 ghost shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
So a guy like me, on a charter, 50
ghost shrimp
per person.
That's
50 casts. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Per license or per child.
Yeah.
So you buy those little shrimp,
mm-hmm.
and what's cool about it is it's the fishing's just as good,
mm-hmm.
and then there's not as much bycatch.
Sure.
You catch the little black perch and the little yellowfin croaker and the bonefish, but, I mean, you can have a Ziploc bag of that stuff and slick it out there.
And you also get the opportunity to catch weird things that you would not catch in any other technique. You know, diamond turbot is a great one. I've caught a lot of diamond turbot doing that same thing.
Right.
And sargo and spotfin croaker and you know, a lot of weird
things.
Smooth hounds. Sure.
And what size hook are you using, Brandon?
I typically use a number eight bait holder size hook. Gamagatsu typically.
Okay.
I just use a drop shot hook. Gamagatsu drop shot because it fits right. The shrimp, so... There's different size ghost shrimp, right?
Yeah.
You don't need big ghost shrimp when you're bone fishing.
No.
Mm-hmm. So the shrimp in San Diego Bay that I've caught with my experience are about that big.
All right. Yeah. Like an inch and a half.
That's perfect. Right?
Hey, when we come back, we're going to tell you who's going to be the big winner here. Caller or texter. And wrap up the show today. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it!
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
All right. Flip a coin there, Al. See who it's a caller or a texter right there. Flip that magic coin.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. It's a texter. Well, congratulations to John in La Mesa. He's the lucky texter today, and he's getting a free trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Also, he's getting a SoCal Fishing Maps binder of every map of Southern California, and maybe the most valuable one of them all, 1 year subscription to Your Saltwater Guide.
There you go. All right. Congratulations for that. Yeah, congratulations. And Al, great show. Super fun having you on our first broadcast with the fan and our brand new stream here and all the different changes we've had to Let's Talk Hook Up here with the new year. We want to book a trip with Captain Al Clowers. How do we do it?
They can call me direct, 619-800-3474. That's 619-800-FISH, if you forget it. Or go to my website, Captain Clowers, Com.
All right. Thanks, Al. Thanks for being here. And good luck in 2025. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you very, very soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Brandon, for stepping in today. And
thank you for having
Brandon
us.
And I will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We will be on The Fan. We will be on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We will be on YouTube and Facebook Live with Valerie Hoprich from Queen Charlotte Safaris. That's going to be a great show. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. On The Fan, on the app, and YouTube and Facebook Live. Thanks to Adam for all he does, and thanks to Jeff.